of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Stuff coming up in a bit. We'll get to this half hour. We'll get to a farmer who got his leg caught in a piece of machinery.
Oh,
it's interesting.
Why?
You won't forget listening to it. I'm not sure it's for everyone. I won't spring it upon you. I'll give you a little warning before we play it, but that's later this half hour.
A quick comment from Carrie here via a mailbag. The mailbag, mailbag at armstrongandgetty.com. She, I believe it's a she, points out we got one thing wrong discussing the Apple case, the Apple Store case, the 30% commission fee. She points out that it's not only the price of the app, but all fees you pay to that app from here on out, Apple takes 30%. So if you buy a book, as I often do through my Nook app, they get 30% of that. And you know, there are questions of monopoly power and that sort of thing. So, and, you know, accuracy is my hallmark, so I wanted to point that out. I did not know that.
Did we discuss the judge breakdown on that voting?
No.
How it was Kavanaugh and the four liberal judges were the 5-4?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I haven't read that much about this one. But.
And it's interesting because the day that ruling came out, there was an article on the front page of the USA Today about how Kavanaugh and Gorsuch are two. Everybody thought they'd be the same. You know, Trump chose them both and was hoping for the same sorts of guy. Mm-hmm. They went to the same high school and college.
Of course. There are only three colleges we can get justices from.
And apparently only a couple of high schools even. But they've turned out to be quite different in the way that they vote, Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Mm. It's really hard for presidents to predict how judges are going to turn out.
Yeah.
Now, I haven't read the ruling on this, whether or not it's conservative enough or liberal enough. I don't have any idea on that. But Kavanaugh and Gorsuch have turned out to be different votes on a lot of stuff.
So, listen, one of our favorite things to do is talk about the West Coast bum explosion, partly because, you know, we have many, many listeners around the Western U.S., and also because the policies that led to it are gaining traction in cities all across America. The super progressive idea that, well, it's all about concern, and these people, they're only homeless because of Trump's America and the high prices, and being a junkie isn't a crime. We need to help these people, not prosecute them. And indeed, the very decriminalizing of crime has caught on in West Coast cities. You can commit crime after crime after crime after crime, and as long as it's below like $1,000 or nobody goes to the hospital, you're fine. You can just keep doing it. And these policies are disastrous and are getting more disastrous, and we want to let you know about that. So a couple of stories from beautiful San Francisco, one of the great cities on earth, and increasingly dangerous and poop-smeared and disgusting. A great column in the big paper in San Francisco, The Chronicle, by Phil Mateer, who's a terrific journalist. But he says, when it comes to open drug dealing, it's hard to beat San Francisco's Tenderloin, where more than half of the city's drug arrests occurred last year. According to a recent report, 56% of the 883 people arrested or cited citywide for drug sales, 18 were busted. It's by far the highest percentage. But he mentions that you can do a big bust Somebody you've busted over and over again, and they are out in the afternoon. There is a revolving door for this big group of drug dealers who work in shifts to keep their areas open 24 hours a day. We're talking hard drugs, needle drugs. Don't buy the whole, they're busting people for a single joint. No, they're not.
They can just buy those now with a receipt.
Right, exactly, and it's tax deductible. And a lot of them are gang members and really bad people, but there's just a revolving door. They mentioned that prosecutors say it takes an average of 244 days, about 8 months, for a felony like selling drugs to make its way through the court. Often as not, the suspected dealers are released by a judge pending the outcome of their cases. They have no room for them. So they just head back to the Tenderloin and start selling drugs again.
Well, that homeless guy that approached my family and started screaming, I'm going to kill and rape you and your kids, and my kids were crying and blah, blah, blah. It was one of the worst things that's ever happened in my life, and certainly the scariest thing that's ever happened in my life. That guy, that when they finally found him, the prosecutor told me that he'll be out tomorrow. I thought, you can walk up to people and threaten to kill and rape their children as a homeless guy, crazy guy,
right,
and nothing happens to you?
Yeah.
Nope.
Well, the capital...
And you see, the problem is sometimes they actually then follow through on that.
Right, right. And as it turns out, that guy had. He committed terrible acts, right?
Yeah.
So, also, the capital of Cal Unicornia, Sacramento, has had their aggressive panhandling law overturned by a judge. And Sacramento is as left as it gets. It's a big government town, and there are just huge numbers of lefties, very progressive city. And even SACTO had to say, all right, look, we can't have these aggressive bums and junkies freaking people out, scaring them at ATMs and threatening and the rest of it. Well, a judge said, no, you got to let them do that. So, again, the bizarro Cal Unicornian principles are coming to a city near you. I urge you to stop them immediately, to nip them in the bud. One more quick story from San Francisco. There's this public defender. His name is Jeff Adachi. He passed away. And the how of it, I don't want to get off on the tangent, but evidently there's controversy, there's really interesting information, because this guy was a super progressive champion. Everybody was trying to keep stuff quiet in that super progressive city. Well, this journalist, this videographer, he gets a hold of a report, and he furnishes news stations the information, and there's a police raid on his home. This guy's a journalist. Okay, and he didn't do anything, it would appear, illegal, but so they raided his home and are persecuting him all, and the great progressive activists who bitch about Trump all the time, to my mind, properly, honestly, his demonizing the press. I mean, you can criticize the press without demonizing, but anyway, so...
The enemy of the people, Joe.
They're not the enemy of the people. They may be jerks, but they're not... Anyway, the great progressives of the city council said nothing about the police raiding a journalist because they resented him spilling the beans on their great hero. So their principles were quickly shoved under the desk and put away the minute it was one of theirs targeted. It's just enormous hypocrisy and cowardice. And this one council lame-o said, tried to justify it. And then finally walked back her statement. The truth is, I'm not a legal expert. Given the current political climate at the national level, I understand that freedom of the press is a sensitive issue and why there are concerns about my statement. But she did not say she had been wrong or apologize. So, again, they will scream at you. They will run you out of your job. They will end your career as a professor or what have you because you run slightly afoul of their great principles. Then the minute they're inconvenient, into the closet they go. Nice job. Way to cover yourself with glory. Sons of guns, huh? Sorry to use such strong language.
Yeah, that's funny. I heard something. Who was it? Somebody talking about... They were talking about Bill de Blasio, who is supposedly going to announce this week whether or not he's running for president. He's the mayor of New York. And you got the guy from Montana that got in yesterday, mm-hmm. So then I'd bring us up to like 24, but... anyway, his big thing is climate change and the environment, and it was being pointed out that in so many of these cities where the city council and the mayors pass various resolutions about climate change and boycotts and this, their cities are filthy and disgusting.
Mm.
So you care about the environment, you care about the globe and it's heat, and you want to pass a resolution with your city council that does nothing about that. But if you look out your window, you'll see disgusting filth everywhere that your own citizens are walking around in.
Yeah.
That's the environment. That's my immediate environment includes needles, drugs, and human poo with disease in it.
Right.
And you don't seem to be concerned about that.
If it was clean poo, you'd be okay with that? Just a point of order?
No. But it's okay. Even worse than your regular poo.
Agreed.
Yeah.
It's extra poopy. You know, Bill was the guy who pledged to retrofit every building in New York and make it green, and no buildings could be made with windows anymore because then you have to air condition them, and just absolutely Looney Tunes stuff. Somebody calculated cost trillions of dollars and take 75 years or something, but anyway.
Did you watch?
Got him some headlines.
Did you watch this week's Game of Thrones yet?
Not yet. My beloved daughter's home, and we're not tubing.
Is she into the show?
No.
Oh, okay. She's not into it.
No. Her boyfriend is, but she hasn't gotten into it, which is interesting. At least that's my recollection. Sorry, honey, if that's inaccurate.
Reason to break up, if you ask me.
The final episode is this Sunday. Are you aware of that?
Yes,
the
I
end
had
is
heard that.
This
yet.
Sunday.
Yes, we'll be watching, yes.
So you're going to get caught up before then so you can watch it live, I assume.
Yeah, after we drop her off at the airport straight to the tube to stare at it.
Because it's, you know, it's going to be a big deal. And there's an article in USA Today about how giant Game of Thrones is, particularly with your 18 to 49 crowd, which for some reason for TV is the key demographic. And just beyond the show ratings itself, the memes and the amount that people follow the various stars and their Twitter accounts and the YouTube videos and songs and all kinds of crap, the spinoff stuff from Game of Thrones.
Oh, and T-shirts, swag. Judy was showing me, she was flipping through the Facebook the other day, and just tons of Game of Thrones swag, authorized and unauthorized, available.
Yeah, when I was at Target the other day buying my cheap T-shirts, there was like 10 different Game of Thrones T-shirts. I didn't understand what any of them were, but...
$5 T-shirts of bands you don't listen to?
Yeah, exactly.
Not $5, but...
So they're $7. When they're on sale, $7.99.
If you buy bulk, you might be able to get like 4 for 20.
I'm working
like
with the Rockefellers here.
I'm going to wear a $5 T-shirt. So I was talking to Sean about this yesterday. Nobody's expecting any great. There's no giant story like arc to tie up with Game of Thrones. Will Ross and Rachel get married? That sort of thing.
No, the big overarching question is who will be the final ruler. But I feel like that's not necessary. It's really seemed like the last season and a half they've been just kind of sprinting to get it over with. A show that was once about slow burns and you know, setups that were 1, 2, 3 seasons in the making. Things get figured out, you know, within the next scene, and people are teleported across the map. And
we
all of a sudden,
one more episode, people. We got to wrap it up. That's some plot. We got to wrap it up. How about he gets eaten by a bear? Perfect. Great. Right on.
Done. We got bears in the budget.
Okay, bear runs
good.
Out of the woods. All right, there. But that takes care of
Prince.
Why did
the bear run out of the woods? It doesn't matter.
Whatever. Why does a chicken cross the road? Shut up. Let's keep moving.
We're almost done with this. We can all move on with our lives. We all made a lot of money.
We're all tired of it. Let's admit it. You the bear.
That's hilarious. So a farmer gets his foot caught in a piece of machinery.
Oh, boy.
We the people on this farm.
This tape is not for everybody coming up on the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Message and data rates may apply.
Earning your degree from one of the top business schools in the country might sound impossible to fit into your workload. But what if there were a business degree that furthered your career and gave you access to world-renowned faculty, leaders, and mentors, all on your schedule? One that opened doors to some of the most influential CEOs, tech companies, law firms, entrepreneurs, and thought leaders. And what if you could earn that degree in as little as 16 months, 100% online? To find out more, text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH to 79645. Start your online MBA, Information Management, or Business Analytics Master's program from the W.P. Carey School of Business at Arizona State University today. Learn more about the W.P. Carey Business Graduate Programs online. Text PUSH to 79645. That's PUSH to 79645.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cybercriminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
It's happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received the call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Oh, I get it. This is the theme from the 60s classic Green Acres, which was a show set on a farm. Which will set up some sound I'm going to play for you here in just a moment, if you'll stay tuned.
Featured a pig, didn't it?
Well, I don't know if it featured is might be overstating, but it did have a pig on the cast.
Didn't talk the way that Mr. Alfred. Ed talked,
no.
Right? Okay.
No, it was not a talking pig. It was just a man's pet pig. Alfred, I believe, was his name. Couple of things I wanted to mention before I get to this horrifying, horrifying tape that we're about to play for you, which it's hard to imagine why you'd want to hear it. Tim Sandifer, Tim the lawyer, on his Twitter feed recommended a book called The Land of Hope. It's a history book of the United States. We've long had a need for a well-written and appealing history of the United States that does not lose sight of the big picture about our nation's admirable and exceptional history. I'm assuming because Tim Sanford, Tim the lawyer, tweeted this, that he believes this is that. The book is a refreshing antidote to the plethora of fashionably fractured views of American society and a formidable challenge to Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, the default textbook in so many classrooms across the country. If you're unfamiliar with Howard Zinn's A People's History of the United States, I remember reading it at some point, portions of it, I couldn't stomach it. It's so freaking anti-American. It's so self-hating the United States is the cause of all the world's problems. The fact that it has ended up the de facto textbook in many classrooms across the country for a history book shocks me. I can't even believe it's true, but it is. And now, so this guy, Wilford M. McClay, has written A Land of Hope that he hopes will make its way into classrooms with a little more balanced account. True, and looking at all angles, but balanced account of our history. And not just a, we're so awful, we're the cause of everything bad that's ever happened. Other countries never do this sort of thing. Crap that Howard Zinn's book is, that you're taught in high school and college. Here's a clip for you. It's a farmer. He got his foot caught in a piece of machinery. It's an auger, I'm assuming, that moves grain. If you know what that is, you knew. You don't need to know what it is. It's the sort of thing you don't want to get any of your limbs caught in. And this is not the sound of it happening. That would be weird if he had sound of that, like he had his cell phone out or somebody was watching and pushed him into it or something. No, this is him describing it happening. I wouldn't recommend everyone listen to this. If you're a little squeamish, you might want to tune out for 30 seconds or so. But it's kind of interesting.
We were moving corn and taking from one place to the other. But I was in that routine like I always used to do. I didn't think of it. I stepped in the hopper in that little hole. It just sucked my leg in, and I was trying to pull it out. And when it first happened, I can remember telling myself, this ain't good. This is not good at all. And I had my pocket knife. I thought, well, the only way I'm getting out of here is cut it off. So I just started sawing on it. When I was cutting it, the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping when I'd start sawing around that pipe. And all at once, it went and let me go. So I got the heck out of there. Yeah. It is what it is. Make the best of it is all you can do. Could have always been worse. I paid the price here of being in a hurry and not paying attention.
Farm folk or different folk?
That is a different sort of guy who says, it is what it is.
I shouldn't have stepped in the hole.
We the people on this farm.
It is what it is. Yeah, so I'm thinking about another Tiger Woods story. A guy tragically dies in a drunk driving wreck. He's at Tiger Woods' bar. Tiger Woods owns the bar. He works there. He stays after hours like a lot of people do at bars, gets drunk up, drives home, dies in a car. His parents are on TV crying about how awful that is and how Tiger Woods owes them millions of dollars and should be sued because this guy got drunk and killed himself in a drunk driving wreck. That's one way to look at the world and when bad things had happened. This guy steps in a hole, says, I was in a hurry. I made a mistake. Is what it is. I should have known better. Chop my leg off. He's not suing the auger company that made this or whatever farm this is on because it might not be his place. Somebody owns it. That's not his thinking. It's I shouldn't have done that.
If the owner of the bar wasn't a famous billionaire golfer, do you think there's any chance they make these same sort of lawsuits against the, like if it was just some sort of, little corner bar of.
Maybe if they didn't have deep pockets, but if it was a company, a Chili's, an Applebee's or something, they would,
right,
have deep pockets. But just a different way of looking at the world. I made a mistake. I did something stupid and I paid the price. Or somebody else has to pay for this. Anyway, Marshall's news is coming up next. Give me two words on your news.
All right. What's prompted the U.S. warnings about
too many
Iran?
Words.
That was four or five.
Iran, next Iran. On the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Armstrong and Getty.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
Find out how to get a free bottle of Noxatril while supplies last. Call 1-800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-551-4182. That's 800-551-4182.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Reading's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
Almost 50% of people in Shasta County have prediabetes, but only 1 in 10 know they have it. The good news is, prediabetes can be reversible with lifestyle and diet changes. The Shasta Family YMCA is offering a new program that is recognized by the CDC to improve your health and reduce your risk of type 2 diabetes. If you desire long-term healthy change in the new year, the YMCA can help. Go to sfymca.org for the diabetes prevention program information or call the YMCA at 768-2185.
The annual Orchard Nutrition Health Fair is coming Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. It's your chance to enjoy lots of free samples of items all related to your health, including a barbecue, fun for the kids, a chance to meet your favorite radio personalities, and great music from DJ Bob Ed. Find out about organic groceries, vitamins and supplements, and so much more. And the event is absolutely free. The annual Orchard Nutrition Center Health Fair, Saturday, May 18th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Learning is fun at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Join us every Thursday at 10 a.m. for Little Explorers, a hands-on learning program for children ages 2 to 5. Stories, crafts, and so much more. There's a new theme every month. Looking for something fun to do on the weekend? In addition to ongoing exhibits, Turtle Bay offers family and science programs every second and third Saturday each month, included with admission and always free for members. Don't miss out. Visit turtlebay.org for more information.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name. Knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
And the Ag Council. Hope you enjoyed your meal. And I just want to say, he's lucky to have a brother like you.
Lucky? Caring for my brother is far from easy. But he's a part of me, like my arms and legs, so I'll be his. No time for tired. Nothing can disable this love. He needs me. But I'm the lucky one, even though I need help now and then.
If you're caring for a loved one, visit aarp.org/caregiving for care guides and community. Support for your strength. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
911, what is your emergency?
My kid shot himself.
All right, where's the wounds?
911, what's your emergency?
Please help. My son shot his brother.
Every day, 8 kids and teens are unintentionally killed or injured by loaded and unlocked guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and End Family Fire.
when I was cutting at the nerve endings, I could feel them just ping when I'd start sawing around that pipe. And all at once, it went and let me go. So,
wow. No warning on that one.
Hey.
Yeah, that's a rough one. And he says, well, I shouldn't have stepped in the hole. It is what it is.
My fault for being in a hurry.
Exactly. This is the Armstrong and Getty Show News Now with Marshall Phillips.
Well, Jack, you have been demanding answers, and now top leaders in Congress will be receiving a classified briefing on the Middle East as the lawmakers are demanding answers from the White House about Trump's actions toward Iran.
I'm not suspicious that this is phony or anything like that. I just would like to know what's going on.
Multiple sources say that the top House and Senate leaders of both parties are going to be briefed by the administration at tomorrow's planned briefing. This coming amid rising tension in the Persian Gulf region over still unspecified threats the Trump administration says are linked to Iran. So by the end of the day tomorrow, enough of the classified briefing should have leaked out so that we will all have a better understanding of what's going on.
Okay.
That's the way I would think. U.S. now ordering all non-essential government staff that will leave Iraq. The U.S. earlier moved an aircraft carrier and other resources toward the region. And the American Civil Liberties Union plans to sue Alabama if a bill that would ban nearly all abortions becomes law. The Alabama Senate approved the measure. Now Alabama Governor Kay Ivey is expected to sign the bill. Supporters of the bill said it's designed to violate Roe v. Wade with the goal of getting to the Supreme Court in hopes of having the conservative majority revisit the High Court's landmark 1973 decision.
Right. So there were amendments offered up to temper it to make it more likely to pass legal muster. But yes, they wanted it to be the ultimate let's challenge Roe versus Wade and see if it's the court still thinks this is a good idea.
Right.
Now, how far it gets, I don't know.
Senator Lindsey Graham, chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, is introducing new legislation to deal with the influx of immigrants from Central America that are being apprehended at the southern border. Now, Graham, calling this current situation on the border horrible, said his legislation would slow the flow of people to the southern border. Graham saying his bill would force people to apply for asylum in their home country.
No more asylum claims at the U.S. border if you're from Central America.
Graham saying we have to have that absolute rule because
no matter how high the wall will be built, no matter how many drones you have, no matter how many agents you put at the border, they'll keep coming because they want to get caught.
Yeah. I understand.
So that is his bill. No more asylum to anyone from Central America. The World Health Organization is releasing guidelines for lowering the risk of getting dementia. Apparently, the best way to reduce the risk is follow a healthy lifestyle. That includes exercising regularly, avoiding smoking, overeating, and drinking too much alcohol. And again, they are emphasizing exercise. Once again, exercise, moving around.
Yeah, there's so many studies that have been done in recent years that show that exercise is practically the fountain of youth for your cells, your muscles, your brain, your everything. And, and we all ignore it. We're designed, speaking of farmers, we're designed to get physical activity all the time.
Right.
We're not designed to stop doing that at any point.
Your body remains strong for as long as you tell it needs to be strong. If you are lifting heavy things, if you are out making your body make new cells and breathe and make all the organs, it can only be good for you.
And it would seem that the mind follows. So when you're the more physical part of your body, your brain is physical, I realize, but your mind, when you quit, your brain must say, I guess we're done here. And then just...
So this ain't good.
Get exercise, that's the point. Yeah, that's what the farmer said when he got his foot stuck in the auger.
This ain't good.
And then when it got pulled off, he just said, well, it is what it is. Wow.
Got a California company that believes they have created the first bulletproof hoodie. Wonder Hoodie.
Oh, my God.
Wonder Hoodie founder Vi Tran says the hoodie features layers of Kevlar which help protect wearers.
It disperses the energy through the fabric. So instead of puncturing, it spreads the impact, so you're feeling like a punch.
All right.
She was inspired, she said, to create the jacket after a former neighbor of hers was shot to death outside her Seattle home during a robbery.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, she says the hoodies are meant to offer something that's affordable and wearable. Wonder Hoodies cost around $600.
So a society that wears a Kevlar vests and that sort of thing everywhere they go because we're also concerned about being shot. Jeez, we're making ourselves crazy.
Right. Hey, one last note. San Francisco's supervisors approved that ban on police using facial recognition technology. San Francisco, the first city in the U.S. with such a restriction. Now, the ban is part of broader oversight legislation that orders San Francisco departments to spell out details of any surveillance currently in use and any surveillance they hope to use. We've got Supervisor Peskin commenting on this.
This legislation says we're going to have use policies over existing and future technologies, but we want to put the facial recognition technology, we want to put that genie back in the bottle.
So they're not ruling it out entirely, but they're just saying if you're planning to do any sort of surveillance, facial surveillance, then you've got to come to us and we'll see if we want you to do that or
approve
it.
Yeah, I'm with San Francisco. I don't like the idea of this. I certainly don't like this becoming a common tool, but I think it's inevitable. It will become a common tool for the government, for the police, for everybody, and we'll all willingly sign up, and this will be the way we, instead of having tickets for your flight or whatever, it'll just be facial recognition, and it'll be so handy. We'll all just get used to our faces being logged everywhere we go, all the time, and in a data bank.
And you know,
it's just where we're going to end up.
It is what it is.
It is
make
what
the best
it is.
Of it.
Exactly.
That's all you can do.
You get your leg pulled off. You just say it is what it is. You make the best of it.
That's your news. I'm Marshall.
You hop on with your life.
That's your news. I'm Marshall Phillips, the Armstrong and Getty Show, the conscience of the nation.
If eventually tech gets to the point where facial recognition, however they want to track it, is essentially the new social security number, right? Where you don't have this thing, and it makes identity theft near impossible because you either are who you are or you're not. I'm curious at what the points are going to be that people voluntarily say, okay, that's enough for
me. That's one thing this whole thing's got going for it. There are tremendous positive things you can imagine using facial recognition technology for. Mm-hmm. The downside will be used also, though. We will be tracked everywhere we go all the time.
Yeah.
And it'll be logged somewhere, and that will be accessible by the police or the government or whoever wants to use it.
And you know who's leading the way in all this? China.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, they've perfected it. Yeah.
China! Indeed.
Yeah, that was the article that was in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago on how countries all over the world are using China's system.
Yes.
And they're mostly using it for bad. We're using it for, hey, wouldn't this be handy instead of plane tickets? So like Sean's always talking about, we're voluntarily entering into this world.
Right. I don't know if it's necessarily, quote unquote, being tracked if we're broadcasting our locations voluntarily everywhere we go via tagging in our tweets or, you know, it's a weird, I totally understand the Orwellian fears of it, but I feel like the path is going to be much different to get there.
Yeah, as long as everything we're doing is still deemed legal by the government, but supposing some of your everyday behavior is suddenly deemed illegal they're tracking you.
Sure, you know how things change politically now, things that were okay a couple of years ago.
Right.
You could be against gay marriage a few years ago, you can't now. For instance, a variety of different things that become politically unacceptable or on college campuses or whatever. The things change so fast that all of a sudden there's a video of you doing that thing or saying this or going to this group or whatever. Of course that stuff's going to be used in the future. But people like me who don't turn on their I've got my privacy thing off on my phone all the time.
Right.
Because I don't want my pictures embedded with my location. I don't use my GPS stuff on my phone. But, you know, I realize I'm fighting against a glacier. It's coming. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can do to stop it.
This ain't good.
This ain't good. I got my leg stuck in there. And I'm going to have to cut it off. But then you know what? It is what it is. What are you going to do?
Ultimately, it was my fault. I love that.
Ultimately, it was my fault?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
It is
make
what
the
it
best
is.
Of it.
I got one leg.
You can do.
I got one leg to make the best of it.
I'm
going to go enter an ass-kicking contest. That's what I'm going to do.
Armstrong and Getty.
Bell Brothers are great. I mean, we've seen their training sessions.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Hey, my friend's retail store was the victim of IoT password theft.
Yep. Cyber criminals are taking over security cameras, payment systems, and other IoT devices by exploiting vulnerabilities.
What if they target us and our dispersed network?
We're secured with Barracuda. We have advanced firewalls for our sites, enhanced security for our cloud infrastructure, and total email protection.
Such a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda, your journey secured.
It's happening to you every night. One snores and the other can't sleep. But now there is a quick and easy to use solution, a natural solution. Snore Stop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, Snore Stop. You saved my marriage.
It's time to try Snore Stop and make every night a better night for both of you. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at snorestop.com.
May is Peace Officers Memorial Month. The Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association would like to recognize the officers who gave their lives in the line of duty. Since May of 1988, a ceremony is held in front of the Shasta County Courthouse to recognize these officers. Also, there is a memorial run consisting of law enforcement officers running 1 mile for each officer who died in the line of duty. The runners pass a baton at each mile. The baton bears the names of each slain officer and the date they died. Over the years, a monument has been dedicated along with the formation of the Peace Officers Coalition. Please join us on Thursday, May 16th at 11 a.m. in front of the Shasta County Courthouse to remember and honor the slain peace officers that have given their lives to serve the North State. This message honoring our officers slain in the line of duty is brought to you by the Shasta County Deputy Sheriff's Association, correctional officers, and district attorney investigators, dedicated men and women who work tirelessly for our community.
Join us Thursday, June 6th for Dine and Donate in Elements Lounge inside Wind River Resort and Casino. Now all you have to do is go in and have dinner in Elements on June 6th, and 10% of all food proceeds will go to Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Plus, you'll get $5 in free slot play. Hashtag proud to play your part. June 6th, it's Dine and Donate at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Have you heard the latest? Gavin Newsom and his liberal allies want to overturn Prop 13 so they can raise property taxes. They even want a new tax on our water. That's why we need Kevin Kiley in the state Senate. Kevin Kiley is the only candidate for Senate with a perfect rating from the Howard Jarvis Taxpayers Association. Kevin Kiley will fight to stop Newsom's water tax and save Prop 13. Republican Kevin Kiley, the tax fighter for state Senate.
Paid for by Kevin Kiley for Senate 2019.
The Backbone Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. The Backbone Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Backbone Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Backbone Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more
four-year universities. And with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time, full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right. Your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College. More possibilities.
So, that might have just been a one-off. I don't know. I think you got to be ready with that answer, that kind of a question when you're running for president. We grade too much on glibness and being quick on your feet, way more than is necessary for the job. But it is part of the grading system, and that was a long pause on a pretty simple question. And that wasn't a tough one.
In fairness, that is 100% of the footage I've seen of this person.
Right.
But based off of the totality of footage I've seen of this person, you got to go, man.
One of the reasons I want to bring him back up again, that's the mayor of Montana, or governor of Montana, rather, Bullock. And he's got some celebrity support, including the dude, Jeff Bridges, who has been a big fan of his for a long time. He's got a number of big-time celebrities that are on his side. So we'll see what happens with that.
The dude abides.
Update on Hot Felon. Do you remember that guy? That's one of my least favorite stories of the last decade. A guy who looked good in his mugshot and was somehow named Hot Felon on the Twitterverse. Became a thing. He, like, beat up his girlfriend or something. He's a scumbag. I remember
that. Not a good dude.
No.
Gets out, leaves his then girlfriend and had a kid with her, and ends up hooking up with an heiress of some sort.
An heiress who he apparently has broken up with the heiress. Chloe Green is her name, but she's worth a gazillion dollars, and he's been on her yacht and everything. As just a guy who had a good looking mugshot, and is a scumbag, it would seem. And he could have turned his life around, but I don't have any reason to know that he did. 34-year-old Hot Felon is at the Cannes Film Festival currently with his latest girlfriend, who is somebody important enough to get him into the Cannes Film Festival. So he's doing pretty well for himself. As a guy's got nothing going for him other than the blue eyes in his mugshot. That story just makes me sad on so many levels about the modern world. An anti-vaxxer rally in New York yesterday led by one Robert F. Kennedy Jr., which is a little surprising to some people, but he's big on the anti-vaxxing front. In New York, they've had almost 800 cases of measles.
I'm anti-rally, but I don't really know how to show publicly that that's true.
Hilarious! If they have a whisper campaign, show that you're anti-rally. Yeah, they've had about 800 cases of measles in New York, which they're considering a public health emergency. And you got Robert F. Kennedy Jr. at this big anti-vaxxer rally leading the charge on why you shouldn't vaccinate your kids.
Really?
His own family for RFK Jr. has turned against him on, they penned a, you like that, they penned an op-ed in Politico last week, various other Kennedys from the Klan. I love my brother, please do what he did, not what he says, because he vaccinated his own children. Vaccinate your children, tweeted his sister Carrie Kennedy, and another brother and uncle said in the op-ed piece in Politico that,
right,
Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is tragically wrong about vaccines. Do not follow his lead. I don't know what's gotten into him or why he thinks that's the right direction to go, but whatever. The latest for the Kennedy clan there. What was another thing I wanted to catch up on?
You know, I remember back in the day when, vaccinations and vaccines were just hailed as miracles, as wonder drugs, you know, because so many kids
who kind of are.
Well, who went through.
They're pretty amazing. If you went back hundreds of years and explain to people how, you know, half your kids that died, they could live with this one shot. They'd be amazed by it.
Right, and it wasn't that long ago where almost all the kids growing up, you get measles, you get mumps, you get chickenpox. That was the ritual. That's what happened. And a lot of those kids didn't make it.
Well, Joe's point he keeps making is people have forgotten how bad some of these diseases are.
Yep.
And the idea that any of your kids are going to die, it just, nobody expects that to happen or thinks it's really a chance. Outside of a real tragedy, it just doesn't happen.
Right.
Wasn't that long ago in human history where you're going to lose half your kids? You're certainly going to lose a child in childhood. It's just part of the deal, which is unimaginable now. Thank God. But some people want to go back the other direction, which is crazy. What else do I want to... some people pointing out that, because we have a lot of listeners that are in tech because we're on the air in a bunch of different radio stations in the world of where tech is in Northern California.
A lot of tech hubs.
Yeah, we cover the whole area of that. The face recognition is not 100% accurate. Well, I didn't think it probably was at this point, but I'm sure they'll get it there. I wonder how far off they are. Could any moon-faced, bald-headed gentleman pass for me? Or is it better than that?
I've seen with the phone unlocking FaceTime or facial recognition things. Now, obviously, the citywide things are probably slightly more advanced, at least I would hope.
I don't know.
But, yeah, no reason for me to actually think that. People have been able to fool them by putting it, printing out a color picture of your face, and I put that picture over my face, and then I can unlock your phone with that. Things like that are
so what I could wear a Sean mask and walk around and
yeah, not even a good one. Like literally just printing it out on a piece of paper.
Like if that's the future of airline tickets, somebody used that example that we one of our guests this
right.
week. Airline tickets will be facial recognition. I know you're flying to Hawaii Friday. I get to the airport first. I walk on the plane. I'm off to Hawaii. You're standing out there trying to explain why you're already on the plane.
Right, right. And hopefully in that scenario, some of the human employees at this airport realize you're wearing some sort of Sean mask.
I guess that's a decent point. There would be some airline employee that would see me with a paper mask on. And
yeah, that is a rubber band with a piece of printer paper.
Right.
With the face of somebody who appears to be not you.
Maybe a better example would be for the ATM.
ATM stuff, if that's how you... Instead
I steal
of your...
Marshall's ATM card. He goes to the bathroom. I get into his wallet. I get his ATM card. I get a Marshall mask.
Yes.
I go to the ATM. tens of thousands of dollars.
Right. Tens of thousands. All in old-timey quarters.
Yes. And I go buy scratcher tickets with it. That's what I do.
Hello, Mark Beelzebub Zuckerberg here with you to let you know that the Mark of the Beast tattoos will soon be available. Just keep a lookout at acfacebook.com. Now, final thoughts, Senator.
That guy sounds similar to another one we've got. He apparently has a voice that he does. I'm your host for Final Thoughts, Jack Armstrong. Marshall, a final thought.
Well, I'm heading out for yet another birthday celebration at a Hop Bra, offering a wide variety of meats, mashed potatoes, gravy, cakes, and pies.
I'll tell you what, meats, mashed potatoes, and gravy is pretty good.
Yeah.
But when was your actual birth date?
It was last week.
And you're still celebrating
yes.
this? Okay.
I idolize you, Marshall.
Yeah,
that's
why not?
Fantastic.
Why not? There is Michelangelo, our board operator, with a final thought.
Okay, I've been running today's show with a rock in my shoe all morning. It ain't good, but it is what it is, and I'll make the best of it.
You're just like that farmer.
Yeah, what you gonna do?
You're just like
right.
that farmer who lost his cut off his own leg. There's positive Sean with his final thought.
Yeah, I spent a little time with the dermatologist yesterday. Had a little bit of my back scooped out, but I think it's all good. Take care of yourself. People, a little self-care, especially on the back. I can't see the back, so it's nice to have somebody take a look at it.
Was it too much sun-related, do they think?
Probably. Like, I got moles. I got a lot of... Every male member of my family has had the Mohs surgery.
Yeah.
To remove skin stuff. So I'm just very aware and try to stay on top of it.
Yeah, man. It's all sun exposure for me, and most of it you got 30 years ago. There's not much
right.
you can do about it now.
But they never look at the ones that I'm concerned. I'm like, what about this one?
Always.
Yeah.
Always. You go to the doctor. This really bothered
this looks
me.
Really
that's
bad.
That's nothing, but that's something. That's something? That doesn't look like anything.
That's a freckle.
Yeah.
Right.
I've had that happen over and over again, which is why you need to have a professional
yeah.
look at you.
Wow.
Armstrong and Getty wrapping up another grueling four-hour workday. I didn't get to my final thought. Joe's going off to a baseball game with his daughter, and it reminded me I got to get my son or sons to their first ever baseball game this year. Sam's never been to a Major League Baseball game. That's a tragedy. I've got to correct that this
yes.
summer. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless America.
This is a historic act of devastating incompetence.
I will not sugarcoat this. This is a disappointing day for us.
Big mistake, but not too bad.
The fun level in this room is at an 11 right now, and that brought it down.
The ride is over!
The time for the clowns and the acrobats and the dancing bears has passed.
Get away from here. Get! Get!
And we apologize for our stupidity. And we really hope you forgive us for what we've done.
Thank you, and good night.
Because the show's over.
What?
Bye-bye.
It is what it is. Make the best of it, is all you can do.
Armstrong.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.